The Greater Sudbury Cubs will be looking to continue their winning streak against the Elliott Lake Red Wings when they face off Thursday. The puck drops at 7:30 p.m. at the Jerry McCrory Sports Complex. The Cubs will be looking to continue their perfect 6-0 win-loss record against the Red Wings this season. Admission to Thursday's game is only $10 for adults and $5 for juniors, 18 and under, and seniors, 65 and over. Youngsters 12 years of age and under are admitted free when accompanied by an adult. All local hockey fans are welcome to attend the game as proof of vaccination is no longer required. Face masks must continue to be worn unless consuming food or drink. The Cubs will close out the week with a road trip to Noelville to face the French River Rapids on Friday night. Last week, the Cubs split two contests by losing 4-2 to the Timmins Rock on Thursday night before winning 2-1 in Elliott Lake on Friday night. The Rock came out flying in this one and scored two quick goals by the 4-minute mark of the opening frame. Cole Crowder scored his fourth goal of the season for the Cubs to narrow the gap to 2-1 in the second frame. However, the Rock responded with two more goals. Pearson Sobusch rounded out the Cubs scoring with his 15th goal of the season, late in the third period, but that was as close as the Cubs could get. Shots on goal ended 36-22 in favor of the Rock. On Friday night, the Cubs responded with a strong road performance in Elliott Lake and returned home with a 2-1 victory thanks to a shootout goal by Billy Biederman and a great performance in goal by Sudbury's Joel Rainville. Ben Harris scored his fifth goal of the season for the Cubs to send the game into overtime. Elliott Lake's goaltender, Cameron Smith, faced 40 shots on goal while Cubs' Joel Rainville stopped 20 of the 21 shots that he faced, as well as stopping all three Red Wing shootout hopefuls. The Cubs continue to trail the Blind River Beavers by 1 point for third place in the Western Division. The Cubs sit 6 points back of second-place Sioux Eagles in the West.